Our initial family reaction was that we would head to the mountains if the enemy forces invaded the island. Mama started sewing huge canvas bags for us to pack foodstuff and camping gear and clothing. Since war had been declared, but invasion by the enemy became unlikely, we were instructed to place black tar paper on our windows to abide by the blackout requirement. Curfew hour at night was set for 8 p.m., and civil defense wardens patrolled the whole village in the evenings. Bomb shelters were soon being erected by each family in their backyard or near their homes. We were also provided with gas masks and were exposed to tear gas for a real experience happening. Rationing of scarce commodities such as gasoline and rice became commonplace as the islands were placed under martial law. The plantation also supported the effort by allowing the U.S. Army Medical Corps to establish a campsite adjacent to our village to serve as an auxiliary site for medical services for the neighboring military bases.